to the Kiwa, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dax Dish. Song. Good morning. Rise and shine. Well, you might as well roll on over and get out of bed and come on over here and join me. Yeah, that's right. I've been waiting for you all week long. And it's our time. This is our time to spend together. So get on up, go pour your cup of coffee, go pour your bowl of cereal, go take your morning dump, hell, whatever it is you do on Saturday morning, and then come back here and join me. So while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and spin this track. This is from The Host Club. I actually had these guys on the show about a month ago. They're out of Colorado. Great band. If you ever get to see them live, make sure you check them out. We're going to start them off right here with Bring You Up, right here on the Cue Up.
I'll get the door for you to come home. Simmer down, just settle down. No need to convince me I'm on your side. I'm always on your side. And I'm gonna bring you up. I'm gonna make you high. I'm gonna make you smile. You'll love by the end of tonight. The end of
just got broken, broken in.
Magic. It's a pretty nice song there. Enjoyed that. Before him, that was The Host Club with Bring You Up. Right here on the Cue Up. It's Saturday morning. How's your morning shaping up so far? It's going to be a pretty good morning. It's kind of brisk right now, but it should be about 50 degrees today, so you can get out and do what you need to do, run some errands around town. The Boulder International Film Festival is going on all weekend, so from today through tomorrow, you can go and take in a good film, some fine cuisine, and a night under the stars. You can go to our Facebook page, too, to get information on that. The Nuggets play tonight. They'll be at the Pepsi Center taking on the Houston Rockets. So if you want to come out and support your Nuggets, that game starts 7 o'clock. You can go to StubHub.com for information on that. The Nuggets need a win, man. They need a win. They need a serious win. So come on out and help support the Nuggets tonight. There's a lot going on around town today. So make sure you get out there and do something fun. But stay tuned. I'll be back with some news right here on The Cue Up.
You're tuned in to The Cue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
In the High Plains town of Holt, Colorado, families are tested. Some families arrive suddenly, their secrets close behind. Some families see the end coming and struggle to make peace with the past. But best of all, some families are made out of neighbors, traditions, and faith. Benediction is the final chapter of Kent Hariff's remarkable trilogy, a story the Denver Post calls extraordinary. See it at the Space Theater January 30th through March 1st. Visit denvercenter.org for tickets to the world premiere of Benediction.
The real question that needs to be asked, as well as answered, is what is it that we can do that is unique, that is impactful?
When Bray was 11 months old, he was fitted for his first pair of prostheses.
We are going to empower every individual and every organization to do more and achieve more.
We'd use Microsoft technology to analyze Braylon's gait mechanics.
It's this process of continuous renewal, of showing courage in the face of reality.
I think the technology has changed Braylon's life by opening up the world for him.
Showing that courage in the face of opportunity.
Here's the Boy Brother Band out of Virginia making waves. Here's Cosby with In Flight right here on The Cue Up.
Thank you.
that's our girl, Raina Williams, with another girlfriend right here on the queue up. Before her was Cosby with In Flight. So today marks the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, as tens of thousands of Americans are gathering right now as we speak, coming from coast to coast to commemorate a solemn moment in civil rights history and to renew the commitment to the fight that so many say is not finished. Participants began arriving Thursday for the five-day commemoration of the walk in Selma, Alabama, and I'm sure Monday you can see all of the footage of the march over the weekend on all of the local stations, so make sure you tune into that. Definitely an intriguing and sensitive time in history. So did you hear about Harrison Ford this week? Wow, so on Thursday, the 72-year-old actor reported engine failure shortly after taking off from Santa Monica Municipal Airport. He had asked for an immediate return to the airport. His vintage airplane had clipped a tree before crashing. Now, Harris is notorious for owning quite a few planes, and this is not his first crash and probably not his last, but it is said that the actor is doing fairly well, just battered and bruised, but doing okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that because he does owe us one last Indiana Jones movie before he kicks the bucket. The Ohio terrorist suspect that was arrested for planning to attack the U.S. Capitol had plans on shooting Obama in the head. Christopher Lee Cornell called into WXIX-TV in Cincinnati from a Kentucky jail, and he confessed to being a reporter of the Islamic terror group ISIS, and he had planned to kill government officials in retaliation for U.S. strikes on ISIS. Jeez, these guys are really annoying. I say we just round them up and... Well, that's been your top in entertainment news right here on the Queue Up. Stay tuned. I will be back with some more music. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the Queue Up right here on BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
Barbara just bought a bike. She wrote a tweet about it. You can't learn much from that. But take data from millions of tweets, combine that with your company's supply chain and sales data, apply IBM analytics and expertise, and all of a sudden you can learn which bikes to build, what to make them from, where to sell them. Because Barbara and the world just told you how to build a better bike. There's a new way to work, and it's made with IBM.
Tyler, have you tried these Doritos Loaded yet?
What? I haven't even seen these before.
Well,
what do you think?
The nacho cheese snack for the bowl. Doritos Loaded. Get them at 7-Eleven and only at 7-Eleven.
I could go back to school on the traditional route. Lots of people do. I mean, lots. But they aren't me. I want classes I control, not lectures I have to sit through. I'm not out to land some job. I want a career. I know I don't want that. I'm not afraid to go my own way. And it looks like I'm not alone.
CTU, the new direction of online education. Are you in?
If you missed this young man's interview, we'll be airing this again next week, probably about Wednesday or Thursday, so stay tuned for details on that. But this is Josiah Leon. He was our showcase artist last weekend. Very humble and very multi-talented. Right here on the Queue Up with Feel What It Feels Like.
Get off that horse, feel what it feels like. manufactured perfect lives. They think that things will make it right. Time and time and time again, their lives will burn in front of them. And that's why we can't be moved. Don't believe in all you hear. And what seems to be the truth is deformed and unclear. What we got, yeah, we got, oh, we got all the time in the world. And we don't, no, we don't, no, we don't need to know or be told. We don't have to be led by you.
We can come alive again. We can learn to love again. watch the transports arrive. Your head on my chest, your skin on mine. Humming in my heart, humming in my heart. Every little touch, buzzing in particles of light. In the hush of the summer night. Matters swirl, every moment swelled beyond our bodies. We were big like destiny, and all the dangers at our door, and all the dangers at our door were no more. Everything matters swirl, every moment swelled beyond our bodies. We were big like destiny, and all the dangers at our door, and all the dangers at our door.
Club with A Particle of Light. Before them, that was Rumors Follow with Love Again, both local bands out of Colorado. Speaking of bands and musicians and artists, this might be some interesting news for you. Bandcamp, as you may know, announces that it's paid over $1 million to its artists. They say that fans, which would be you guys tuning into the show, who are supporting local artists, pay over $3.5 million to artists every month. Wow. If that's the case, all you local musicians should be retired by now, don't you think? So Bandcamp, where a lot of us do host our music and, of course, share our creative arts, hits the $100 million payout milestone and plans artist subscriptions. Sean Grunberger and Ethan Diamond, the owners, say that this site gives fans the second most direct way to support their favorite artists, and they are planning to expand into artist subscription services, letting the artists offer portions of their back catalogs as incentives for other bands and artists to sign up, and where fans can pay artists directly for their content. So if the artist or band does not have a direct website, which I can't imagine they don't, you can go to Bandcamp and support them that way. So to all you independent musicians and artists and songwriters, keep the good stuff coming. Reminder, it is Daylight Savings Weekend, so make sure you turn your clocks back tomorrow night an hour, because you don't want to be late for work on Monday morning. I told you so. Stay tuned. The Q-Up will be right back with more music.
You're tuned in to The Q-Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back. There is only one true rule of the road. One good turn deserves another. Slowing down. A neighborly turn signal. The my bad. These are the things that hold a community together. This common courtesy should start long before the morning gridlock, beginning with the car you choose and the people who help you choose it, in slowing down and asking the right questions, in knowledge and experience and trust, in remembering that at the end of the day, we're all just people trying to get somewhere. Courtesy Ford. Being nice is contagious.
Your mom's a terrible driver.
Get in.
That's not my mom.
Hey, I'm sorry to your mom. We're both 25 to 35 years old. We're both women on the go, and we've both clocked a lot of miles. Believe me. Whatever, I'm out of here.
Sort of you isn't you. Only Esurance has coverage my way. It helps make sure you only pay for what's right for you, not someone sort of like you. That's insurance for the modern world. Esurance, backed by Allstate.
Hi, this is Dax Dish with your weekend calendar of events. The Denver Nuggets take on the Houston Rockets tonight at the Pepsi Center, starting at 7 o'clock. Visit StubHub.com for seating and ticket information. Come out and help support your Denver Nuggets. Experience fine film, tasty cuisine, and a night under the stars at the Boulder International Film Festival, going on right now through Sunday. Visit www.biff1.com. Worldwide producer and DJ Bit Funk will be spinning the best in synth disco and dance tonight at Club Vinyl starting at 9 o'clock. Tickets available at SeatGeek.com. Symphony at the Movies presents the American musical classic West Side Story Sunday at the Bocher Concert Hall. Go to goldstar.com for seat reservations. I'm Dax Dish. That's your weekend calendar of events. Now back to more music right here on The Q-Up on blogtalkradio.com. Here's the Mile High's Pinochle with Castaway right here on The Q-Up.
Yo, she spent most of her days just tending to her garden, watering the flowers, waiting on the harvest. Mother of two sons, mother of two daughters. Never could we forget everything she had to offer. The water she used to pour upon the soil built a family. When we came around, she would sculpt another masterpiece, like the perennials she planted so deep. Once a year, I take a moment just to gather my peace. Nature walks through the forest, wind rustling leaves. Seems that's the only time stress levels decrease. See, I know you're by my side when I feel the breeze. Close my eyes and just imagine that you're looking at me. Time passed so fast, I don't know where to begin. Days to weeks to months, they blend. Maybe I was a kid, but I quietly observed. One day we'll reunite, till then I walk the earth.
1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. 1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. Shit ain't been the same since Eddie died. I sit back and look at life, man, I didn't even cry. Everybody knew it was his time, but we all lied to ourselves thinking that he's alright. And I can recall these years back when I would come and visit, and we'd go down to the owner, go and scratch some lotto tickets. Going to the car museum, grandma cooking brisket. Casa Loma had some orange trees and we'd go out and pick it. Sit around the table while you smoked a cigar, always chewing on the end while counting coins to play cards. It's bizarre knowing that you're doing okay, and then a couple years later your mind could be so far away. Up in there, these people, they never look the same. Showing up to the house, asking my father for my name. It's a shame, you know that we miss having you around, but I know we'll meet again. I keep my ear to the ground.
1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. 1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen. I remember ditching class, we would smoke under the bleachers, Walkman on blast, disobeying all of our teachers. Living it for the day, the future was an illusion. Exploring my self-worth, drowning out the pollution. No job, no debt, skating was the solution. Fresh kicks, new deck, brother, we just cruising. All good in the hood, when you follow your heart. Never thought I'd see the day that we had to depart. It all happened so fast, like a shotgun blast. 1 minute chilling, next minute we crashed. Front tires blew out, smashed through a chain fence. Bottles littered the floor, somehow we all live. If that ain't luck, I don't know what is. Rebels without a cause, growing up too quick. Just 2 years later, lost a couple of friends. Gotta cherish every moment till the end.
1 minute there, the next minute gone. It's the same old song that we sing until the dawn. We're always gonna miss you, I know we'll meet again. Till then, I'ma write it all down with my pen.
Just Enough Food, Altruistic, and Fourth Eye. They are Travelers Music. They were on our show back in December. These guys are doing big things around Denver and around globally. They're now playing the South by Southwest concert series. They'll be returning home on the 21st of March, and they will be playing the Larimar Lounge with the Wandering Monks. So it'll be exciting to see them there. And we'll post all the excitement on our page.
Vivid Fiction is a three-piece alternative band out of Denver, Colorado, declaring tasteful guitars, deep grooves, infectious melodies, and catchy harmonies. Ron Lucas, Jay Winslow, and Jason K.R. Vivid Fiction, and this is Relentless.
Made you numb. So wake up.
That was Frozen Tide with Tall Tales right here on the Cue Up. Look for those guys to be showcasing here in the next few weeks. We're kind of going back and forth, but I will have them on the show. I'm excited to get them on. They've got some great sounds. And we're nearing the end of the show. So I just want to say thank you guys for joining me once again on Saturday morning. This is our new time slot. It's actually at noon. So every Saturday at noon, I will be here for you spinning the best in indie music. So make sure that you tune in. Tell your friends about me. Tell your family about me. There might be something in it for you. But other than that, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Have a beautiful Saturday. Again, this is Parkview taking us out with Leap Year. We'll catch you next Saturday on the flip.